Good morning, my darling prisoner. I took it you slept well last night. Tied in my cabin. Nothing but some scurrying little rats for company. It's been 3 days we've been sailing now with you as my little guest on board. Should have been more than enough time for you to consider my offer. To think about the hopelessness of your plight. To realize that no one is coming to save you. You should count yourself lucky you've escaped the worst of the crewman's chores. Washing the deck in the blazing heat. Repairing the rigging in high winds. You've been sitting on your rear, taking time to consider your choices. But my patience is running thin now, boy. You need to be telling me exactly where your treasure's hidden, lest you face the consequences. We made landfall at Sandy Cove last night. Too many hours spent toiling on the island, scouring the land. My men took to questioning the locals about any untoward figures skulking about, any word or whisper about gold coins or buried treasure. But alas, they returned empty-handed. It came as no surprise to me. And none to you, either, I take it. We both know where your treasure truly lies, don't we? And with every passing moment, we creep closer and closer. Oh, and another interesting development. My first mate came to me in the wee hours with a bit of information. Seems you've been trying to bribe some of my shipmates, dangling the promise of silver medallions and shiny bubbles in front of them, in exchange for your freedom. A bold move, I grant you. But once again your pathetic little plan was stomped out before it could even begin. You really are running out of options. Don't you see that? If you want to save your hide, you need to start moving that tongue of yours. Quit your fucking struggling, for God's sake. It's not gonna do you any good. You know, if I'd been taken prisoner on board a ship and had only to reveal the whereabouts of some treasure to buy my freedom, I think I'd have the good sense to do it. Cut my losses, agree to share the booty and save my sorry hide. Who knows? Maybe I would have even stooped to your level. Try my hand at bribing the crew. Many a resourceful pirate have escaped certain death with a little trickery of the tongue. But you see, unlike your people, my men are loyal to me. I pay them well, treat them fairly. That look on your face, though. Maybe you did manage to persuade one or two of them, then. At least you think you did. You look too confident for your own good. One of my men, fallen for your lies. No, I can't believe any of them would be that brain dead. Still, it wouldn't hurt to check your bindings. Can't be. I will hunt down whatever traitorous rat it was that loosened your ropes. You don't stand a chance against me, you fool. I've beaten you once. I will do it again with ease. You have dueled with the best, I grant you. But I have no equal on the high seas. Aw, oh, nick on me arm, making me bleed. You tyrant. Is that the best you have? You'll never overthrow my ship. I suggest you yield, lest I open up that throat of yours. Guards! Isn't this a familiar sight? Me, Victor. You cowering on your knees with a sword to your neck. And still you look surprised. Men, seize the bastard. Get him standing. Tie him up. Good and tight this time. You hesitate. Surely you remember what happened to the last crew member who crossed me. Up to his neck in sand. Buried on the shore of Rocky Beach. I wonder if he ever managed to get out before the tide rolled in. Bind him. Now. Leave us for now, but stay close. Was that your big plan? You aren't the brightest man, are you? I have my crew at my back, and what do you have? A man or two, weak enough to believe your lies? I think I know who it is, too. The traitor in the midst. Was it Joseph, He spent an awful lot of time in here yesterday alone. He always has been too soft for my liking. I suppose I'll have to have a little talk with him later. If I'm right, he'll get the pleasure of a long walk off a short plank. And the sharks are awfully hungry in these cold waters, and I'm sure the slash of my sword on his belly would help to draw their attention. We'll see. Whoever it was, they won't be much use to you any longer. So maybe now, after all this, you've come to your senses. But I don't have the patience to wait for that. Your last attempt at freedom has failed. Your options expired. And our arrival at Skull Island is imminent.
Guards!
Men. Let's get this rat up on deck. It's time to make good on my promise. We sail into harbor to collect your treasure with a little show of strength. You, the brave and fabled captain, the pirate scourge of the British, feared by all, now held prisoner by the pirate queen. I'll put on a show for all to see. A lesson for others. Never to cross me. Guards, take him on the deck and tie him to the mast. We arrive within the hour.